Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is today Otto Loos.
Nap is over, John.
And we're with Gail Sellis from the town of North Hempstead. She's a gerontologist and a veterans caseworker. And Barry Klitzberger is still with us and actually just mentioned an important thing with the insurance for prescriptions, that if you're going to Northport, and you're covered as a veteran, then you don't need the you don't have to pay for the Medicare part of it because you're getting your prescription drugs, which took us in to a chair ramp,
right,
or whatever you call that thing. Because are those type of products or canes, and that goes through Medicare, canes, walkers.
I don't think chair things go through Medicare.
No, the chair lifts aren't covered.
Because my mother had, in my house.
Oh, that isn't okay.
Had a chair.
Is great that if you're a veteran, these things would be covered.
Yes.
If they're approved.
Yes, if they're approved. Again, you would go to your VA physician. They would have to write a prescription that they think you're eligible. And then the VA sends someone to your home to do an assessment. And if you're eligible, you will get it for free. Not too long ago, I went to see a senior, and they had the chairlift or stair chair or whatever people call it. That changes off. And they had it. And I said, when did you put that in? And they said, about a week ago, it was this much money. I didn't even want to say, but of course I did, that they could have most likely gotten it for free. So that's why I urge everyone.
Now, following up on that, there's no retro.
No.
Can't go back and say he didn't need it and blah, 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 reimburse.
No, no, absolutely not. So that's why, again, I keep, doing outreach here and everywhere I can to say, if you're a veteran, please call. You may not know what you're entitled to, or you may need the information. If you're the wife of a veteran, spouse, child, sibling, whatever, you don't know what day that's going to happen, that it might be needed, and that you can tuck that away in your mind for later, or remember that Project Independence has someone that can help with
Project Independence is hitting 14,000 members soon. Maybe by the end of this year, who knows. But the interesting thing is what you just said there with that chairlift. It's amazing. We do the Project Safe, which is scams. Nobody turns around and asks a question.
Right.
It's like, why? Call. And the worst thing Gail's going to say is, guess what? We can't help you. Thank you very much. And you don't even say that. We'll try to do something.
Of course.
But after you spend $6,000, $7,000, or $9,000, however these things cost, however much, it's heartbreaking.
Well, a big thing what I'm hearing here is the need to establish a primary doctor within the VA. Can you go to East Meadow for that, or do you have to go to Northport?
You can go to East Meadow for that.
Right.
Absolutely. You can start there and have your doctor there. You do not have to go to the VA in Northport. A lot of veterans are overwhelmed with how far that is, overwhelmed with getting there. Again, the VA provides transportation. Project Independence can assist with transportation, and they need to have the information that they do not have to go there. People say, I'll pay a little more for my medication because I can't go there to get it. They can get their medication in East Meadow. John, you just mentioned something quickly. You said scams. And I'd really like to mention that because it's something that maybe isn't getting enough attention in our circles. And there are some statistics about veterans being scammed. And it's quite a concern. In 2017, 16% of veterans lost money to scams compared to 8% of non-military public. So it's very important to get the word out there. Veterans are falling to scams. One of the reasons are because a lot of people are posing as veterans, and veterans trust veterans, and veterans are used to helping other people. So when veterans are scamming as veterans, right away, the veteran they're trying to take advantage of goes for it, and they're losing money. They're being scammed regarding being told there's a VA loan, told that there's veteran benefit scams, told that there's pension scams. We need to tell them that there's pension scams. It's not a pension benefit. The AARP, American Association of Retired People, plus the U.S. Postal Inspection Services has joined forces, and they have Operation Project Veterans. So if people want to call me and learn more about that, I actually have brochures, pamphlets that go over it in detail. I can meet with people. I can give them these, talk about it. I can mail them out. It's something a lot of people haven't heard about. But isn't that astounding?
It's a disgrace.
The percentage of military people scammed compared to the general public. And we know the general public, a lot of them seniors, are being scammed constantly. And to think that it's happening to veterans even more.
Twice as much. That's amazing. I know the percentage going to seniors and the amount of money involved. But obviously, yeah, because, I mean, you have a senior who is a veteran at the same time.
Well, the bottom line is just because you're a veteran doesn't mean that you can't be a bad person.
No, 100%. You know? I'm agreeing.
Can I ask a question? I know that Social Security and Medicare and the IRS will never contact a person by phone or by email. It's always through regular mail. Does the VA work the same way in terms of contacting people? Like people are getting scammed, saying the IRS is calling and that you owe money. We have the police coming to your house now unless you get us gift cards with the X amount of dollars. And I've told people that no, Medicare, Social Security, the IRS will only contact you by mail, regular mail. Is that the same with the VA?
No, you can get mail from the Veterans Association. You can get a phone call from them. But if there's any doubt whatsoever, you call right back. If you don't have the number, I'll give you the number and find out. Did someone from this office just call me? My name is so-and-so. So you could still check that.
Right. The biggest thing is, if you're getting a call that you question, I'm not putting a burden on Gail, call 311.
No, it's...
Ask for Gail and say, listen, the Veterans Association, just call me, and they need $500 for me to proceed with something.
Yeah, I mean, no. I have a simple formula. If you didn't call them, then I don't need to deal with you.
Right, you know? Right. That's true, too. But you know what? Seniors pick up the phone. That's another whole issue. Let it go to voicemail, and then you're going to get a click. Because they don't give this long-winded thing unless you pick up the phone.
Right. We're trying to tell seniors more and more. I have a lot of seniors that tell me, oh, my children are telling me, do not pick up the phone unless I recognize the number. If it's important, someone will leave you a message. And that's true.
Right. I agree with you 100% there. And yet, you know, you do the test. Ma, don't pick up the phone. You call back. I said, don't pick up the phone.
Gail, I have a question that a lot of seniors that I know either need hearing aids and don't get them, or they have hearing aids like me.
But you worked on yours, which is very good. I give you credit.
I did. It takes 7 years to give in to the fact that you need hearing aids, all right? You know, really, it's a vanity thing or whatever it is.
I didn't know you 7 years ago, huh?
Yeah. You know, well, you know, hearing's another topic that we've had on here. But, you know, most people don't realize they can hear. You know, because it's very gradual, and all of a sudden you can't hear. And you're sitting in a room and you're yelling like one of the other people, talk louder, you know. And everybody else in the room can hear, but you can't hear them, so you yell, talk louder.
Yeah.
So
there's
my point
need.
Being, though, hearing aids are a need for many seniors who do not get them, all right. And I believe and I've heard people get them through the VA, and I was just kind of wondering what the process might be.
I just want to say to begin with that hearing aids are so important. It's not just missing information, it's socialization. If you're sitting at a restaurant or people come to visit you, people with, you know, they try to hear, they may say speak up, it may annoy the people they're with, and eventually they just sit back and stay at whatever function they're at until it's time to go. And they miss so much, and there's often so much isolation for people and people in their later years. Also, there are times that people may say, you know, I think grandma has dementia. She's just answering wrong. She doesn't seem to be with it. Grandma just can't hear you.
Right.
And she may be covering. And, you know, you may ask her what time it is, and she thinks you're asking her what day it is. Well, that seems like dementia, but, you know, we need to talk to Grandma about that and find out. So, yes, in Northport, they have an audiology department.
Do you have to go to Northport
this one
after you get your primary care doctor?
As far as I know.
Right.
So you know, but if anybody has a question, Veteran Services are a very complex maze, and I will not say that I know everything.
Right, okay.
Because I don't. It was a hat I was given a few years ago, and I know a lot since then. But if you need or think you need a hearing aid, again, call me. What I'm told is that in Northport, they want you to have an appointment, but I'm told that if you walk into the audiology department in Northport, that they can see you without an appointment.
I know people who...
You know why? They're going to say there's no appointment, but you can't hear them, so you're just going to sit down anyway.
Sit down anyway, and they eventually help you, because
exactly.
When it's time
they
to close,
get you out.
You're sitting there.
I do know
Very
people...
Good.
I know people who've gone to Northport for audiology, and they were not unhappy with it. They were very happy with the results. Hearing aids are expensive proposition.
It's ridiculous. I didn't know that, but they are.
Anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 for a pair of hearing aids. And the big thing about it is it requires constant follow-up. We talked about
this
at one of the last shows.
I remember that, which is so insignificant.
You know, it's a hearing aid. You don't just take it out of the box, plug it in, and everything is hunky-dory. It doesn't work like that.
I had a friend who got them after that conversation with you, but he returned them already. And I said, no, he only wore them a weekend. Didn't help. It's like,
yeah, but
you had said, you got to adjust them. He didn't. He returned them back. He said, I got my money back.
Well, like I said, it's a hardware and a software. All the inner part of our ears are all different. And in order for the hearing aids to fit in there properly, you may have to have a custom earpiece made so that they don't move around. Because when you chew then, your sound comes in and out, and there's all kinds of stuff. Well, it's a fact.
I agree.
They're not going to tell you that, but it's a fact.
But you owe it to yourself, whether it's hearing aids or walk, to get the right thing, not to be taken advantage of, and call the person who's going to give you the right information. And if you're not happy with that, I always go back, call 311. I was just given this answer. Does this make sense? Gail's going to say, unfortunately, yes. In some cases, that is the answer.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all. We can't help you. But many times, she might be able to turn around and say, no, you have another option. That's
right.
What you want to do.
There's all sorts of things. Recently, a gentleman called me that he was giving his brother a military funeral, and he wanted to get a particular flag that he knew he could get. And he was just frustrated going in circles, which is hard enough, let alone dealing with the recent death of a loved one. Well, I hooked him up with a particular post office in his area. I said, go there. Go there now. He called me back a half hour later. He said, I have the flag.
See?
So you might not ever think of calling Project Independence for something like that. Call. I'm helping someone out to get a veteran's license plate.
Okay.
So that they don't always have to hang that tag from your rearview mirror, if you know what I mean, the disability.
So they have it on the license, right?
Right, it would be on the license, so if you ever forget to hang it, you have it. And it means something to him to have that in his license plate.
I agree.
He's proud.
It's a
badge. And he should be proud.
There's no question.
You know the words you said, complex maze? The big thing is you help them through the complex maze. You make one phone call, speak to Gail, and you don't have to... which I tried, frankly, I wound up on hold, and then I wound up on the wrong extension, and then they said, go to this extension. They didn't know what anybody was talking about. With the mobile van, when it first started, they had a wrong number. But the point being, you're there to offer a service that costs nothing, and we got high cap here offering a service that costs nothing, and neither one of them are selling anything. They're just there to help.
And now we're saying goodbye to both.
Yes. Toodaloo.
311. That's the most important thing you remember. 311 will get you to high cap, we'll get you to Gale, you'll get you anything you need in this town. It's really Project Independence is wonderful. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.